WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes. We'll be on the air for an hour in the middle of the month, just prior to the Sunday Night Hayride on WGEL.
Swamp, it's December.
December.
What happens in December, anyway?
Well, the only thing I can think of mostly is Christmas. So,
yeah. We'll do a little Christmas here later on, maybe in the show.
Christmas things, maybe.
Hey, I was going to lead off. I found something the other day that you and I think you did it, but I was probably here to record it. You did the whole thing, but it was sure sounded good, and I don't think we played it yet, actually. Okay. The whole deal, anyway.
Okay.
So
I think it's a little clever idea I came up with.
It was clever. That makes it even better. Okay. Yeah. Here comes Swamp, and it's really clever.
That's not what your country music radio station can do for you, but what you can do for your country music radio station.
All right.
How's that?
Swamp, that got things off to a ruckus start today. Speaking of ruckus, we haven't played we played this guy quite a bit with his blues stuff, but this is with his brother,
right?
The Chapman Brothers.
Chapman Brothers,
the Fireman.
I think this was recorded up in Sorrento at the Sorrento Homecoming a couple years back.
Yeah, well, a live audience setting the town on. Yeah, it's a fireman. Here
hot
he comes.
Town, yeah, hot fireman. Old town.
Call me the fireman. That's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flames. I work 24 on a 24 off. Get too hot, can you give me a call? I'm the fireman. Last night we had a bad one, a mile or two down the road.
taking care of those fires. Yeah. The Chapman brothers right there.
Yeah, look for the firemen.
Firemen.
Yeah. It's about the end of their 40th years in show business this year. So,
whoa.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
A lot of bands don't make it. So congratulate those guys.
And yes, sir.
They'll be gone on 41.
Sure, they were teenagers when they started.
They were pretty young. I don't even think Jerry's a teenager, to tell you the truth. Okay. Maybe 12, I think, or so.
Wow.
Maybe.
Okay.
They've been doing a long time. So.
Wow. All right.
You got a pick here, too.
Yeah, this is a picking song here.
Yeah.
This is it's a good bluegrass song. But you know these guys, the Bluegrass Gents. Yeah. Tell us about them. Swamp.
Bluegrass Gents, they hailed from around the Champaign area. They lived in Clinton, Illinois, which I think was 40 miles east of Champaign. And actually, none other than John Hartford, we're going to talk about him after a while, kind of met up with these guys and played a little bit with them. It was three brothers, Harley, Nate, and Francis, all played as banjo and mandolin and bass. And they got together another guy who played guitar, whose name was Red Cravens. If that's not a bluegrass name, I don't know what is. Red Cravens.
Red Cravens.
Incredible. I don't think Red was his real name, of course, yeah, but Red Cravens, what a name. And he played guitar and sang a real high part on the vocals. This is instrumental, and I guess it caught your ear. I don't even know the name of it right off the bat. I did read the liner notes they had on this album that John Hartford put this album together years later, or he just wrote some notes on it. It came out, I think, originally in early 60, like 61 or so, but years later, he put some notes on the thing. The Bray Brothers said they'd get into different kinds of picking. Here, it kind of starts out with a little Malaguena and gets into kind of, what would you call them, kind of south of the border, kind of.
South of the border bluegrass.
Flavor kind of, yeah. So they said they'd get it down around Mattoon and they start playing stuff like that a little bit. So that was south for them, Mattoon, I guess.
Yeah.
Mattoon, Illinois. So anyway, it's... The fancy name was Bluegrass Gentlemen, but usually just were called the Bray Brothers. I think their album came out, they called it the Bluegrass Gentlemen, but everybody around the area knew them as the Bray Brothers. I think there's only maybe one Bray Brother left. I haven't heard much about him, the banjo player. His brother Nate died fairly early, had some sort of disease, and didn't last too long, the mandolin player. He was just a brilliant mandolin player. You might hear a little bit on this cut.
I bet we do.
So.
Yeah, it's bluegrass. It's got to have a mandolin.
Got to
right?
have a mandolin there. Yeah, you better.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Let's go south of the border with it.
Okay.
Brothers,
eh? Here we go. The Bluegrass Gents or the Bray Brothers.
Right. I think their fancy name was the Bluegrass Gentlemen, and it just sounds a little more high-toned.
Sure.
Than the everybody knew them as the Bray Brothers around. But, I always thought they were kind of just as good as the Dillards. I think the Brays just didn't, maybe they didn't want to travel much. The Dillards kind of sought their fortune in California, and they split out from the Ozarks.
Yeah.
And that was, it worked out good for them. But these guys, I think they're just good. It could have been very well them. I mentioned John Hartford earlier, and of course I'm a major John Hartford fan. We're going to talk about him in a minute. I'd like to also give a shout out for the birthdays. My youngest grandson, Miles, is having a birthday on the, I had a birthday on December 1st this year. He's all 3 years old.
Pass the terrible twos on the thrilling threes.
Yep, yeah, thrilling three, is that right?
I don't know what they call it.
Well, it might
terrible
be.
Threes, maybe,
yeah.
I don't know.
The twos might be hanging on or something.
They
go
warm
something.
Up for the threes. The twos have kind
yeah, you thought it's terrible.
Recall, yes.
You thought the terrible twos are bad, we tell them.
Yeah.
Terrible threes or something, whatever it is. So, anyway, so he's not raising too much cane yet. But
that's good.
I don't think he listens to radio much either. Tell you
well, that's man. Probably why he didn't raise any cane.
Anyway, it was a shout out to him, and won't do any special song for him, but John Hartford's birthday, coincidentally, was is December 30th. And guess how old John would be if he was still alive? He passed away. What would you think, John? How old a guy would you put him in?
77.
That'd be nice if you know he would have been 84 years old.
Whoa!
It's hard to believe, isn't it? But, and you know, your mental image of these people, I remember John Hartford on like Glenn Campbell's show, Smothers Brothers, and young, good-looking guy, and black-haired guy, and everything. And he didn't really live to, he lived to be 63 years old. Yeah, life was cut short. And anyway, he would have been 84, December 30th. Another thing about John Hartford, he was born in New York City, all places. His father was a doctor, and it's more of a research kind of doctor, I think. And I think his family was more Missouri people, and. I think maybe his dad did some kind of internship in New York City, and then he went back to Missouri, is basically where John grew up. So I'd like to get this kind of ties in with the Christmas thing. It's our first Christmas deal here. And this is a John from a John Hartford album in 1978. And it's called On Christmas Eve. So see what you think about that.
Bonfire on the bank, hard bend to the right, on the lower Mississippi, full moon tonight, where the Spanish moss hangs from the trees, down in Louisiana on Christmas Eve. That muddy water never quite comes clear. When I try to give a reason, why I wanna be here.
Why I wanna be here.
Ain't you got no family?
Ain't you got no family?
No place to be.
No place to be.
Out on the river.
Out on the river.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
See reflections on this clear black night, watching the shoreline come into sight. I want to hear steam, I just want to feel wind, to see the pitman arm come around again. That muddy water comes clear.
Never quite comes clear.
When I try to give a reason,
when I try to give a reason,
why I wanna be here.
Why I wanna be here.
Ain't you got no family?
Ain't you got no family?
No place to be.
No place to be.
Out on the river.
Out on the river.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
Thank you. water.
Never
quite comes clear.
Never quite comes clear.
When I try to give a reason, why I want to be here.
Why I want to be here.
Ain't you got no family?
Ain't you got no family?
No place to be.
No place to be.
Out on the river.
Out on the river.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
Out on the river.
Out on the river.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
Out on the river.
There you go. Yeah. You're kind of wondering why he wants to be on the river on Christmas Eve.
Well, yeah.
Real passion for John, I think, though, was the river.
You gotta get their tree out there on the dock or on the deck.
On the deck there, yeah. Anyway, that's John. And that's almost how you would hear him when he played live. It's got the people kind of echoing his vocals on this song. But he used to do that in concert where you have people echo, okay, here's your part, and they would repeat after him. And so it's kind of almost like a live Hartford thing, which I think he probably did this live in the studio, actually, too, at the time. So anyway, there's John for this month.
And, yeah, and we got...
And who we got now, John?
Well, we got our old buddy Dave Cordy.
Old Dave, okay.
He's doing something good here called Today I Started Loving Her Again.
Okay.
Dave Cordy. From Highland,
Highland,
Illinois.
He's a Highlander.
Highland man. Yes, sir. Right. Dave Cordy. Here we go.
Today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart open. And today I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears of pride. I should have known the worst was yet to come. That prime time for me had just begun. Today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got old. Started loving you again.
Started loving you again.
There he goes. Oh. Yeah. From Highland, Illinois, Dave yep. Gordy. Our buddy.
He's a Highlander.
He's a Highlander.
That's right.
What who we got coming up next, Swamp?
Well, I think we know this guy pretty well, both you and I do.
Yeah.
He was a guest DJ here a while back with us.
Yes.
His name is none other than Craig Bozo Bomberger. Ask about that Bozo thing. He said his mother called him Bozo one time, I think.
Uh-oh.
So it stuck, I guess.
Moms are good about coming up with nicknames.
I don't know. Anyway,
you know, last month, it was in October, the big air extravaganza at the airport, and my wife and I took a ride in that B-25 bomber.
Tell me about that, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Craig got us excited about doing that, and boy, she had a great time. It was a little windy that day, and I had a good time too. Another exciting adventure.
At least you didn't have people shooting at you.
They weren't shooting at us. We were trying to shoot at them, but I understand all those weapons on there don't have the pins in them. The machine guns. They got about, oh man, count them all. There must be 8 or 9 machine guns on that battle warship there. You wouldn't want to get behind it. I think the guy behind it had a double barrel 50 caliber blasting away.
Do some damage there, wouldn't it?
I think they probably did. I know they did. As things came out, they did some good damage.
Oh, for sure.
What?
Well, we got back to Craig here, who is a flyer, and he was involved with the air extravaganza.
Yes, that's what we were talking about.
And
now we're going to talk about his music.
Musical side of Craig. And I've kind of known Craig for quite a few years at this point, and I think I might be on the song. I was at the inception of the Banjo Jehovah Witness idea, and I think I'm Banjo Jehovah Witness number 2, maybe. I think so. I think it was born one night up at Joe JR's in Donaldson, back when Joe Wrench had a convenience store in Donaldson.
JR's, north of the Bond County border, right there.
Exactly right. And we came up with this idea sometime in the wee hours, I think, or something. So anyway, the beauty about this song is anybody can be a Banjo Jehovah Witness. It kind of would be nice if you like the banjo, I guess. That's maybe kind of a requisite.
Okay.
Maybe don't dislike a banjo anyway, so. But I think Craig can tell you more in the song itself, if you want to listen to the song.
Here we go.
Let's see if we get any converts after the song.
All right.
Rolling with the Banjo Jehovah Witness. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm a Banjo Jehovah Witness. I'm a Banjo Jehovah Witness. I'm a Banjo Jehovah Witness. And the banjo marches on. I can play a 4-string for Dixieland and things, or maybe play a master tone with 5 black diamond strings. I might play with finger picks or hammer with a claw, but the banjo marches on. 3, 4. I'm a Banjo Jehovah Witness. I'm a Banjo Jehovah Witness. I'm a Banjo Jehovah Witness. And the banjo marches on.
I tried to play the guitar, fiddle, mandolin. I tried to play the dobro, the guitar made a tin. And I picked up a banjo and made an awful din, run off to all my kin.
I'm a Banjo Jehovah Witness. I'm a Banjo Jehovah Witness. I'm a Banjo Jehovah Witness. And the banjo marches on. John Hartford played a long neck tuned to the key of E, and no one else could play and sing and dance as well as he. He wrote those catchy lyrics, played the lovely melodies, and his banjo marches on. I'm a Banjo Jehovah Witness. Oh, I'm a Banjo Jehovah Witness. I'm a Banjo Jehovah Witness. And the banjo marches on, everybody now. I'm a Banjo Jehovah Witness, and you can be a Banjo Jehovah Witness.
can be a banjo witness, and the banjo marches on. Everybody march now. I'm a banjo witness. Oh, march. The banjo witness. Oh, can be a banjo witness, and the banjo marches on one more time. I'm a banjo witness. So you can be a banjo witness. We can all be banjo witness, and the banjo marches on.
We can't do no better than that.
Banjo Jehovah Witness right there.
Banjo Jehovah. Yeah. All right. That'll get your blood moving and your toes tapping, hopefully. And
yeah.
All that sort of thing. So.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in being a Banjo Jehovah Witness, see Mary Craig around any place that's come up, talk to us. And, there's really nothing to do. Just
you don't have to. You know, you learn the sacred handshake.
There's no sacred handshakes.
Okay.
There's no dues.
No, that's kind of what I want to
so,
be.
Yeah, so.
I want to join. Yeah. So
okay, John.
Next time I see you two guys together, I'll officially become.
Well, I don't think that's the way my take on the thing. Craig might have some ideas.
He might want to sign away something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So you talk to him too. You know.
Or pop a top up for him or something.
Yeah. For the most part, though, I think it's just pretty much kind of honorary society.
Oh, okay. So, good.
We got another buddy up here, Randy Hamill from the great town of Huey, down south down here, and he's up in the studio here. It's probably been a couple years ago at this point, John.
Yes, it was. This was cut right here. In the WGEL studio.
Yep. Right. Right where we're sitting right now.
And Randy missed one of our great concerts. He should have been there with the at the nursing home a couple of months back here. So we haven't had a chance to admonish him or anything. We should have just brought this with us and we could have played it for him. You know?
That's true too. Could have
Remember Randy? Yeah.
We could have had a cutout of him or something.
Exactly. But he does a dandy job on this old Hank Williams song.
Yeah. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Go. Are you ready?
All right.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Have you ever seen a night so long when time goes crawling by? The moon just went behind a cloud to hide his face and cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves begin to die? That means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
And there goes Randy.
Little Randy, Ramblin' Randy from Huey, Illinois.
Yeah, and he's a man with a dobro.
Yeah.
plays that harmonica and guitar and dobro and just about anything with six strings on it.
You betcha. And you know about this next lady here. I don't know too much about her, John. So.
This next lady was on her show last month, and it definitely worth a repeat because she's got her second release out. She's from Trenton, Illinois, and she's living in Nashville now and doing some music down there and going to college. She's 21 years old and goes by her stage name is Madison May, and here she is with her second tune, and it's called 4x6. Yeah. 4x6, Madison May. Here we go.
There's a picture of a girl with her arms around her grandpa, sitting on the front porch swing with the magnolias blooming all around. I wish I could go back now and tell her to hold on tight and don't let go. Take a good
good tune. Second good tune out from Madison May from Trenton, Illinois, right here, just right down the road. I was in Trenton not too long ago.
We used to play a place Trenton Swamp Days did. It's an interesting place. It's an upstairs spot that we played. The people were downstairs.
Was this right on the main road?
Main drag there in Trenton?
Yeah, it's got some very interesting looking places there.
It's kind of a house because we had to haul a lot of stuff up a flight of stairs, but
we're upstairs.
Yeah, upstairs is a place.
Okay.
We could throw stuff down at people. They couldn't. It's harder to throw stuff at us. You know,
so. Well, there's an advantage there.
That was good.
Yeah. Next guy. Yeah. I mean, he's been here. He's been in Greenville several times.
Yeah.
And boy, he's got a real good. I don't know what you'd call his voice. It's very clear and very natural and very very good. He's got, I think he's still singing at that Irish place up in Chicago,
okay,
and probably doing
doing
well, and actually does some voice teaching and some
I think he teaches the Old Town School of Music. Kind of specializes in folk music, I think.
Yeah.
He likes to say good singer, good guitarist, finger style guitar player. Less, not so much a flat picker, but finger style.
Yeah.
And a great frailing banjo, which is kind of the old style. It's not like a bluegrass style, but it's like a pre-bluegrass style banjo. He's real good at that.
This is kind of a blues song.
Yeah, blues
here. Excellent job on that. And
Mark Dvorak.
It's called Living with the Blues.
All right.
Mark Dvorak.
He's lost his mind. Rocks for my pillow, cold ground my bed, blue skies my blanket, moonlight my spread. I'm not ashamed, ain't that news? I've been living with the blues. Have you ever been down? Well, you know how that feels. Feel like an engine. You lost that driving wheel. I'm not ashamed, ain't that new? I've been living with the blues. You know the rocks have been my pillow, cold ground my bed, the blue skies have been my blanket, and the moonlight has been my spread. Don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. Don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. I'm not ashamed, ain't that new? I've been living with the blues. Don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. Don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. I'm not ashamed, ain't that new? I've been living with the blues. I'm not ashamed.
The blues. Hey, Swan, Mark DeVore.
Hey, Mark
there, living with the blues.
Yeah, doing a good job as usual. I like to see him again sometime. Kind of became kind of friends there. I guess he hadn't seen him for a couple of years at this point.
Before the pandemic.
Yeah.
I think November of 19 that he was last in Greenville doing his good things. Yeah.
Yeah, a guy named Tom Irwin from Springfield.
Yes.
I don't have any Tom stuff. If we did, we could slip some of that stuff in. Maybe we can someday.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you get the chance to see Mark, a very good player, singer, all that kind of stuff. This next guy, I'm not going to follow the thread too much of John Hartford, but this is a guy, his name is Don Brown, and I think he might have passed away at this point. I'm not positive. He's a Missouri guy, and when John Hartford was living in Missouri, this was one of John's early bosses. It was called the Ozark Mountain Trio, and the original Ozark Mountain Trio was Don Brown, who played mandolin, sang like tenor voice, and a fellow named Norman Ford, who played guitar, and another a harmony voice, and then Hartford played banjo. The thing about it was kind of restrictive. I think Hartford was a young guy. He might have been 20, 21, long in there someplace, so pretty early on in his career. And his ex-wife, I read an excerpt from a book about this whole period, and his ex-wife was kind of perturbed with these guys because they were the older guys. And Hartford was just pleased as punch to be playing in a band. He just loved playing in a band. And according to her, they kind of took advantage of him. So anyway, which, you know, maybe kind of good naturedly, but he was kind of the kid on the block, and they kind of, he'd have to drive to the gigs, and he'd have to pick up some of the expenses, and et cetera, et cetera. So
carry all the stuff back.
Stuff like that and everything. Yeah, carry all the equipment, blah, blah. So the new kid on the block. But I don't think it lasts a long time. They were playing in Illinois, of all places. I don't know where that was. But he got up on a break. He started playing banjo. This must have been 62 or 3. He started playing the song, The Ballad of Jed Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies. And he said the audience went wild. And it was just John with a banjo. And she says, well, hey, John, maybe you ought to get on your own and, you know, express yourself a little bit more and be your own boss. And so that was kind of the beginning, I think, maybe of Hartford thinking in those terms and becoming a solo artist and all that kind of thing. And then probably a year or so later, he went down to Nashville, and then kind of the rest is history from that point. But anyway, this is Don Brown, and Don Brown's hero was Bill Monroe. And you might hear some of that in this song. This is recorded live someplace down in Missouri. I think it was in the 70s. And John always kept the Ozark Mountain Trio name, but John, you can look at this, and there's more than a trio here, and there's five guys in this.
Yeah, that's so one, two more than a trio.
Yeah, it's a little more than a trio, so I think he just kept that Ozark Mountain Trio thing, but anyway, there's like five guys in the band, so the bluegrass people aren't known to be great mathematicians in general, I think, so, myself included. So anyway, this is actually a Bill Monroe song we're going to hear, and it's called Walk Softly, and here's Don Brown in his Ozark Mountain Trio.
Now, Swamp, I have to correct you on one thing there. You always have the right amount in the little envelope the nursing home every other Thursday night. He always comes back with the right amount.
That's true. We talked about that earlier. We got our pay up there, and we're still at zero, I think.
we're still making more. Yes.
Yeah, we're not going the whole way, I guess.
No, we're not. Okay. We're not. They can't accuse us of being in a negative territory.
Okay. Well, we're not wage slaves anyway for that.
Right.
Anyway,
so right.
That's good.
All right. Here we go.
It's Don Brown and the Ozark Mountain Trio. Yeah.
Walks off. Don Brown walks off.
Again, love, you've asked me to take you back once more. You say you need a helping hand, but that's what you told me once before.
Walk softly on this heart of mine, love. Don't treat me then so unkind.
Softly on this heart of my love.
Mr. Brown.
I'm Brown.
Right here on WGEL's Homegrown Music.
Swamp. Yep, what do you think of that? That's Don Brown playing mandolin also.
Yeah.
So it's recorded live, I think, someplace in Missouri. Like I say, that was an early employer of John Hartford's. John Hartford was a good guy by all accounts, and he knew that Don Brown really idolized Bill Monroe. I think he took Don, once John got established, he took Don down to Nashville to meet Monroe. I guess that was the thrill of Don Brown's life to kind of meet his hero there. So,
yeah.
Which is kind of nice. So,
yes.
Anyway. Speaking of Monroe,
we
got the man himself who is recognized as the father of bluegrass, pretty much. And he was cooking away back in, I guess started in the late 30s, I believe, and got on the Grand Ole Opry. Him and his brother, Charlie, had a brother duo, and then they went separate ways. Then Bill found the Bluegrass Boys, which kind of went on for many years. I think he played for over 50 years on the Grand Ole Opry, I think, probably more than that. I got an album here. It's called Bluegrass Memories, and this one just happens to have a Christmas song on here. I think this is kind of a nice tune. We'll do this in honor of Christmas. We've cast our net wide. Sometimes we cast down to Kentucky for Bill Monroe.
Kentucky is not that far away. I mean, Kentucky slams right into Illinois.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your geography as well as swamping that.
We sure do.
Which is not hard to do.
No. The song we're going to hear is called Christmas Time's A-Comin'. And talk about math a while ago. This fellow actually that wrote this song, a guy named Tex Logan, I think was a mathematician at someplace like MIT.
Wow.
Something like that. So pretty incredible. I mean, you think of bluegrass guys being rural guys, and a lot of them were Bill Monroe, Kentucky guy, and Ralph Stanley from West Virginia, et cetera, all that kind of thing. But here's Tex Logan. And I'm not sure where Tex, you'd think he'd be from Texas, but you never know.
Well, yeah.
Could be. I mean, Tex Williams was from Ramsey, Illinois, so can't always get count on texting.
Text can be misleading.
Anyway, Tex Logan was the fellow who wrote this, and Bill Monroe was going to sing it and play it for you. And I think it's a good Christmas song. Christmas time's coming. I hope it's coming for everybody here.
Here we go. Christmas time coming.
Is in the window, homeward the wind blows. Can't walk for running, Christmas time's a-coming.
Kicking and bells ringing, bringing joy to all that you hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going. White candles are burning, my old heart's yearning for the folks at home when Christmas time's a-coming.
Can you hear them bells ringing, bringing joy to all? Do you hear them singing? When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home.
Snowflakes are falling, my old home's a-calling, tall pine.
time's a coming, Christmas time's a coming, Christmas time's a coming, and I know I'm going home.
Swamp, Bill Monroe.
I'm Monroe. Christmas time's a coming.
Christmas time's coming.
It's coming. Hope you all have a good Christmas out there.
Yeah. We could do some rowdy music here to kind of take us into New Year's Eve, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all about it, huh?
Here's a guy from down in Harrisburg that was on TV down there and singing way back in the a few years back. But he was known as Lucky Leroy and the Rhythm Ramblers.
Yeah.
Here he comes right here.
All right.
Just charged up for New Year's Eve. Lucky Leroy, here we go.
See, I get along without you anyway, so pack your rags and now get going. Well, all you do is sit around and lie. You don't do nothing but alibi, so grab your hat and now get going. You said that you were out with friends and having lots of fun, but all your friends turned out to be men, so now get another one. I put up with you for a long, long time, but now you reach the end of your line, so get your jump, and now get going.
Somebody else rowdy we could get in here for, to bring us into the, to the 2022 coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I knew these guys pretty well. I used to play with them. And,
yeah.
A band called Izzy, and it's kind of existed from about 1978. Kind of carried on. I was in there for about 3 years, and they carried on a few years after that. So we kind of tried to play our hearts in the people in the Midwest here. And, I don't know how successful we were, but anyway.
Well, this tune was a success, I'm telling you. Success on this show, that's for sure. It's been good. Tell us about this song.
It's one called Pretty Women, and Charlie Schaefer, the other guitar player in the band, besides myself, wrote this song. So it was recorded in Belleville, Illinois, actually. A fellow used to play the Durrells once upon a time. Larry Phillips was his name. And we got some studio time with him Sunday afternoon. Went down and wrote a dozen songs, probably. And this is one of them. So
here we go.
Hope you like it.
Thank you.
They can make you feel like you're on top of the world. They can put you on top of the town. City women, they can charge you up, really pick you up. I love the way they can make your day. They can really move you around.
Go Swamp, another program.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey, and that
all right.
Izzy.
We'll see you in the new year, I guess, huh?
Yeah, maybe we'll hear some more Izzy in the new
year.
Okay,
we'll play some. We'll play everything you want. Okay. So.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Same here. I'll have a good one out there. Thank you.
And just one other thought. We're going to the second Sunday of the month. Second Sunday of January.
Mark your calendars
for the next homegrown program.
That's right. Join us, please. Thank
all right.
You.